It's Thursday, August the 18th, and you're tuned in to the Tanby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Summer is quickly drawing to a close.
Hell yeah, brother.
Weather's getting cooler.
Love it.
Sun's going down earlier.
Hell yeah.
And it's that phase in the summer where you start to get depressed because all the fun times are coming to an end.
Not me. All the fun times are just starting, baby. All
right. Sure.
Just getting started.
I know you love to be contrarian, so go for it.
Dude, it's in my blood.
I know.
It's in my blood. I was born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know.
It's fucking sad.
It's not sad.
Yes, it is.
I just think that everything people like is stupid.
Really?
No. No, I was just leaning into it.
Because, man, like, those people, fucking hate them.
And yeah, we're friends. What are we going to do?
I know.
How are we going to come to this impasse?
Don't worry. One day.
Oh, God.
One day I'll settle it.
We'll fight to the death.
You know, this week I was, I found a YouTube channel that I just absolutely love.
Which is?
It's called Tier Zoo.
Okay. All right.
And it's a dude, and he takes an animal, and he asks the all-important question. In the animal kingdom, is X animal OP?
Dude, is this like animal UFC?
And he just goes through, but he analyzes it like if it was a video game class.
That's pretty sick.
So like he'll take a look at, I don't know, bears, and be like, the species of bear and how it compares to the cat class.
I think bears would fuck up a cat.
And like, what about the specialized classes, the jobs that each of these have, right? Like the black bear versus the brown bear, you know, like what?
Yeah, the brown bear, the black bear is smaller, more agile.
But the way he goes about it, and how like they're just OP in certain scenarios, but how they're also they got huge weaknesses that you got to be careful of to not exploit. It's fascinating.
Sounds pretty sick.
I love it.
Okay, I'll go check that out later.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. In other news. There was no news this week.
Yeah. There's actually not a lot of things happening.
Yeah. I mean, I was excited to see some things, but generally speaking, there was nothing going around. That said, we do have a review for you guys this week.
We do.
We watched Bullet Train.
Featuring Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Braddy Pitty.
Good old Brad Pitt.
And that guy from, what was that superhero movie? Do you remember it?
What?
Remember? Oh, gosh. He had a green costume, I think.
Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass.
Yes.
That kid.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's not a kid anymore. But
dude, when I saw that, when I went to go see it with Blavin, and he's like, oh, that was a Kick-Ass kid. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but he's looked at that for years.
I didn't know. I just thought of him as the Kick-Ass kid.
Yeah. I forget. There's a movie he got Jack for the Avengers because he's Quicksilver.
He was Quicksilver?
Yeah.
Bruh. I didn't know that.
He's in Godzilla.
This kid is like a chameleon.
No, he was everywhere.
I did not know it was him.
Yeah. The girl, not as much. And then Nick Cage is Nick Cage. He's just whatever. But anyways, yeah, we saw Bullet Train. And what's Bullet Train about?
Bullet Train is a story about a man and his luck.
Okay.
Yeah. Brad Pitt is an assassin. Or is he an assassin? Is he like a thief? I don't know what he is. He's like a contract something. He does jobs in the gray market, in the black market.
But he's not the gray man.
But he's not the gray man, so separate those two.
All right.
But he gets put on a job after an assumed break.
He sure does.
Right? He was on thing because he thought he had the worst luck in the world. He wasn't fit out for this. And his handler is like, listen, you're going to take an easy job. It's just a snatch and grab.
Yeah.
Real easy. What you're going to do is you're going to go to Tokyo. You're going to get on this bullet train.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get on the train, grab a suitcase, and then leave the train. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. And then from there, a series of unfortunate events happen one by one by one where people from his past start finding him. It turns out that briefcase is much more important than he thinks it is. And there's just a lot of eventually intertwining storylines that all happen to do with just being in the wrong place at the right time.
Yep.
Yeah. And so it's like the overarching, I guess, theme of the movie is about fate.
Sure.
And like whether or not you're like beholden to it or you make your own.
Sure.
Because there's like two characters on, they think of each side of that idea.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, I guess I could see where that
yeah. Well, yeah. it was a major theme at the end, especially with what's his face,
Japanese guy. Sort of, so, I guess, sure.
Dude, you gotta look deeper into the film. You gotta look into the meaning of the art.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, so this is, I don't even know the director. I don't even know who did that. It's just, I saw a wild trailer about Brad Pitt on a bullet train, and I was like, this looks kind of nutty.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see it. So what did you think about it? David Lelch? I don't know what else he did.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest.
I'll look up his IMDb while we're doing stuff.
Yeah, it was this is definitely a summer movie. Like, it was a fun action event, but I guess if I had to sum up my thoughts in a very simple term, I would say this movie was pretty boring.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I thought it was whatever.
It's no surprise, because this guy directed Fast and the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, did he really?
He also directed Deadpool 2, Atomic Blonde.
I never saw Atomic Blonde. I always wanted to, though.
And then he's going to direct The Fall Guy.
Okay.
I feel like I've heard that before. Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
It's a Ryan Gosling movie supposed to come out in...
Oh, okay.
I think either next year or the year after. I forget.
Yeah, I guess, like, for me, Bullet Train was... It looks super cool. And the intro to the whole thing, I like the vibe. I like the style. I was digging it.
All the Japanese remixes of the like 60s pop songs and stuff.
Yeah. But the more and more the movie kept going, the more and more, I don't want to say ridiculous, because I never felt like it got so ridiculous. It just felt like it purposely went out of its way to tell the simplest story in the most complicated fashion. And it just didn't work. I don't think it worked at all. In terms of everything coming together, I never felt like it was smartly written. It was more just like kind of sort of Deus Ex.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just like, you don't know anything about this, so we could tell you whatever, and for sure it'll line up. And when it came to the action, I don't know. I think I was expecting more. I think Brad Pitt's character had the most interesting stuff, but only because he fought almost identically to how you would expect Jackie Chan to fight in the 90s, where it was very like comedic slash prop based slash set based. Like, there's a moment where he actually uses cupboards to hit somebody, and like everybody knows that scene that Jackie Chan does it in, and like that's what it felt like, and that was cool. But everything else in terms of the action, I thought was kind of whatever. I guess the metaphor, or not the metaphor, but like what I would liken it to is when I'm watching a fighting game, and I'm more interested in the cool background art than I am seeing the characters fighting in the foreground.
Like the stage art.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I felt about this movie, which is kind of sad. But I don't want to say it was bad, because I don't think it was bad. I don't think it was a super... huge waste of time.
It sounds like you think it was kind of like average.
Like, yeah,
like it was like a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say it was kind of boring. And like, I guess, I don't know, because the previous week I watched The Gray Man, and I had no expectations for that, and I thought that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But The Gray Man, for me, like, it was a much simpler tale. Like, you knew from the get-go what that movie was.
Ryan Gosling, good guy. Chris Evans, bad guy.
Yeah, and
find MacGuffin.
Dude, Chris Evans was just such a memorable character, and Ryan Gosling basically had no lines, and yet he was also equally as memorable.
Yeah, he just kind of like reprised his role in Drive.
Yeah.
Just didn't talk.
Whereas Bullet Train has an immense amount of dialogue.
Yeah.
There is a lot of dialogue in this movie.
Dude, are you... What Thomas the Tank Engine are
fucking
you?
Diesel.
Are you a Diesel? God damn.
Absolutely.
I knew
Diesel.
You were a Diesel.
Yeah, that's absolutely what I am.
I think I might be a Percy. I don't know.
Good
intentions.
I wasn't going to say it, but
I got good intentions, but you know.
But yeah, so I thought Bullet Train was all right. It was, for me, it was more boring than anything else. The ending, like, I don't know. I guess one could say the story just ran out of track.
boo. Boo.
What?
That was pretty good.
Should I have said it ran out of steam? But like, it's
a
Bullet Train.
It's a Bullet Train. It's electric, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So I thought I liked this movie. I thought it was good. I don't think it was great. I think it was amazing. I don't think it's in the running for top 3 movies of the year.
Is it better than The Gray Man?
I think I enjoyed them both about the same, but for different reasons.
Okay.
So where The Gray Man was like just long, dumb action movie, and it did that very well.
Yeah.
This movie is like quirky, weird action movie with like one extra layered element on it, which is the whole overarching thing of like what I said before, where it's like, are you in control of your fate? And it's like it clumsily kind of walks around that idea.
Yeah.
And I think because it's kind of imperfect in that way,
yeah,
it allowed for a lot more unique ideas to come out, and I enjoyed it a little bit more.
I don't know. I just don't feel like the whole fate gimmick was earned.
So I've heard some things roaming around the internet. I don't know how true it is, but it's some stuff about apparently the director made some of like the, I guess, the plot decisions like obtuse on purpose to like annoy the audience.
Okay, like,
I don't know how much I should take that into consideration when watching this film, because then it adds like an extra layer of just like, if you're trying to skirt the meta expectation of the viewer, then that adds another situation on top of it. But even like taking that aside,
yeah,
I don't know if a movie has to earn anything it does, like even just to attempt it. It just has to do it in an enjoyable way. And I thought it was enjoyable enough.
I don't know, because like doing stuff for just for the sake of doing it, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I don't know. I think I just disagree that it's like it was doing it for the sake of doing it. Because from like the first like 5 minutes of the movie, he talks about how he's cursed, and it's this whole thing of like, my fate is fucked. And it's the scene where he steps into the puddle and then he misses getting hit by a truck. And it's like, okay, well, your fate did make you get your shoe wet, and that kind of sucks, but you also didn't get hit by a fucking truck, right? And that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the movie, where he thinks he's cursed, but then it's the whole thing of like your bad luck and your fate. While you may get some bad things done to you, it makes it better for the people around you.
No, like that stuff I get, but I don't know. Like, even the whole idea of, because they do flashback to different parts of his past and why certain characters do appear.
They do that. I would agree. They do that a little too much.
And it's just like, oh, that's why they're here? Like, they just, what's the explanation? I don't know. Insert.
He had a life before this. This is why.
Yeah. And it's just like, that kind of stuff is like, I feel like that undermines the theme of what you're trying to say. Because now you're just writing whatever bullshit story to fit the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I still think I had the same, I guess I didn't have the same problem with that, or I didn't even view it as a problem. I was more like, okay, from the jump, this movie's going to be fucking wild, so I'm just going to take it in whatever they throw at me. I'm just going to have the suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, this is like, for me, if I had to like rate it on a scale, it's probably like in the sevens, where it's like, it's good. I had a really good time. I had a good time watching it. I had some laughs. There's some good action. A lot of the setup with like the different twists and was it like when you reveal different assassins that show up, like the Mexican guy and
the wolf,
the wolf. Yeah. The wolf. And that was the snake lady.
Viper.
Yeah. And like those were fun, and they all fought in like really different ways. And then you got a lot of like recurring jokes with their bodies as the time went on. But I wouldn't say this is anything that's like absolutely like you must see it. It is the action blockbuster of the summer right at the end.
Yeah.
It is something like if you like kind of like really quirky, like or like a unique spin on visualizations and stuff, like go see it. But I wouldn't say it's like a must watch. Like maybe if you really like Wes Anderson movies, you might want to check this out in terms of like visual style.
Yeah, I know one of the things I heard about in development of this movie is that this is one of the first movies that went into production during the beginning of COVID.
Interesting.
And so like a lot of the staff they brought on were people who were desperately wanting to work when they were told to stay home.
Okay.
So like that kind of skews the
cast?
Not necessarily the cast, but like the entire production, right?
True. Like, yeah, I guess they couldn't get like the best 3D artists on here.
Sure. Or they couldn't get the writers they needed. Or maybe like, I don't know, but it's just, it was one of those things where it's the, when I heard that from the interview with like the director, it kind of clicked more in my head in that, okay, you had to work with what you had.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of shows a bit more in the final product. Mm.
You did have, it did seem weird where you had Brad Pitt and then a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't know who any of these other guys are, except for like certain cameos that appeared.
Yeah.
Like what the handler reveal was, the guy he covers for that reveal.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I really liked the duo between the twins, quote unquote. I liked the
They were fun.
I thought the casting was really good.
Yeah. Like I thought the interactions between them was great.
Yeah.
But then the interaction between, say, father and son, or the son and the little girl, completely forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
The big bad at the end, one of the most forgettable characters in the world.
He's almost like a video game boss.
Like, yeah, for all the build up, I couldn't believe how just forgettable he would end up being.
That was actually one of the things. There was a lot of cues and steps in this movie that were, I swear to God, the director loves Saints Row 3.
Maybe.
Because there is so much shit that is like pulled directly from it. Even with the ending score where they do I Need a Hero.
Yeah.
And that's the ending score for Saints Row. In Saints Row, they have the big energy drink mascot that's always appearing throughout the game and does like the comedic shit. In this movie, they have the big train mascot who's constantly a reoccurring character. And just how kind of like wacky and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Could be the same writer.
It could be. I just feel like someone took a bunch of shit they love from Saints Row 3 and be like, not enough people play video games to where it would cross over with someone who would see this movie.
Yeah.
So let's try and do that. And I couldn't get it out of my head, especially when it was like, I need a hero. I'm
fair enough.
That's just Saints Row 3.
Yeah, fair enough.
God damn. But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I think it was good. I think you should check it out if you like, if you want something more out of left field. Like, this is not, I don't think this is a typical movie outing movie.
I'd say watch the trailer, be in awe, and then leave it that way.
Interesting. I saw this in the new theater setup, Screen X.
Okay.
So have you heard of this thing?
I don't know.
They have it at our theater near here. And
is it the one that curves?
No, it's three screens, technically.
Oh, okay.
So how it works is, like, at least in this theater, because it wasn't, I don't think this room was set up like for it perfectly.
Yeah.
But they have the main screen, they have the projector screen, and that's on a regular movie theater screen. Mm-hmm. But they've changed the material on the walls to be projector friendly.
Yep.
On the sides. So in certain shots, you'll get this like ultra eye-filling widescreen shot.
Cool.
So in a lot of landscape shots, you'll get this like kind of like almost, what was it, like 260 degree. Your whole peripheries are all the scenery. In some like talking scenes, they'll do that. And it's just this extra widescreen. It's really nice. I think it would have been cooler if it was like three actual screens, but you'd have to like renovate a whole room for that. And I don't think movie theaters are in the budget for that. So it would be like where the sound padding would be on the wall. It's a different type of padding that's like projector friendly.
Okay.
And I thought that was pretty cool. This was like a gimmick in the movie theater where I didn't immediately go, this is kind of lame.
Hmm.
I like the idea of the fact that they used it sparingly. It wasn't the whole movie was three projectors. It was like during these scenes where you'll actually get something out of it, you'll get the extra wide shot. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I think that might just be down to what scenes were technically the IMAX scenes.
Yeah, true. You know,
right?
What was filmed with the IMAX camera?
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought it was a nice little twist, and it was a movie theater gimmick. I actually enjoyed it.
So now that you've experienced that, you're going to buy an ultra wide monitor, right?
I'm thinking about it.
Because like that's where this ultimately leads to.
You just buy a VR headset at that point.
No.
Yeah. 4K VR.
No. You don't want to have to put on something.
Dude, I put on clothes every day, right? Same thing.
You barely wear a hat. There's no way you're wearing a VR.
I wear hats sometimes.
I said you barely wear a hat. I don't need to repeat myself.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I just saw this in regular IMAX.
Dude, boring.
It was good.
Yeah, I liked it. But that's our review of Bullet Train.
I take it back. Look up the posters for this movie and then be in awe. And that's it.
Well, I think if you watch the trailer, you'll get from that. They give you enough. Like, watch the first trailer.
No, they don't give you enough.
I think you'll get enough from that to be like, will I have a good idea of if I will enjoy this movie, yes or no?
Actually, you know what? Yeah, watch that trailer and understand that trailer is the absolute height the movie gets to. It doesn't get any crazier than the trailer. Yeah. And then think about if you really want to see it then.
Yeah. The dialogue. I like the dialogue. The back and forth were pretty amusing.
It was. I guess. I don't know.
All right.
It was all right.
I thought it was good.
But you know what makes me even happier?
What?
Overwatch 2.
Are we done with this yet?
No, we're not.
That is a dead game.
Game's coming out October.
You've been playing it all. I've been watching you play it like for the past 10 weeks.
The beta's over. There's nothing I can play.
Oh, my God.
But they've announced something that, oh, my God. It's really just piqued my morale and just like made me excited.
All right.
So I played Overwatch 1 for years on the PlayStation.
You did, much to my chagrin.
Yeah. I spent so much money on loot boxes.
I gave you a lot of money to buy loot boxes.
And then I bought it on PC, and I didn't have any of my account stuff.
You had to restart.
So I had to restart. And because of that, I wasn't like super motivated to play all the time to get the boxes.
Makes sense.
Well, as we know, Overwatch 2 is ending loot boxes at the end of this month. And everything that was in your Overwatch 1 account will get put into your Overwatch 2 account so you can have all those skins, whatever. But what they've announced is that starting today, because you're going to have cross-play in Overwatch 2, you are also going to have cross-progression, depending on what system you have. And now you can merge your accounts so that you can have all your stuff. The caveat is that you can only do this one time.
Okay.
So you can merge your PC Battle.net with whatever console.
But you can't do two consoles.
No, you played on all three. You can only choose one.
Interesting.
I mean, like, if you're playing on two different consoles, like, that's kind of whack.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I'm very excited because this means that come Overwatch 2, I'm going to have
all your skins back.
Everything again.
Yeah. You're going to get your Porn Mercy back.
Hell yeah. I paid, what was it, $15 for that?
True. You did, for a pink pigtailed Mercy.
I did, and it's one of the best skins in the game.
Dude, stop being horny on main. I don't know what to tell you.
Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Tell me why. Why not? Give me one reason why I should stop being
horny. Why? Am I hurting somebody?
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
What am I doing? All
right, your soul is degrading in front of my eyes. How will you ascend to the gates of heaven with such degeneracy in your life?
Who said that's my goal?
Dude, it's everyone's goal.
I'm going to horny hell.
What's that comic where it's like the guy goes to hell? And he's like, oh, yeah, we're full up, but you can be a demon. And he gives him a pitchfork. And he's like, you know, I could stab people faster if I had two pitchforks. And then it's like employee of the month, the new guy. He's just double stabbing people. That's Vince.
Wow. Yeah, that could be me. I can't wait. But yeah, so I'm excited. Overwatch 2, I'm going to have all my skins back. Because the one skin I really missed was Nano Cola Diva. But yeah. I'm excited. I also got to claim some loot boxes while I can still.
Oh, yeah. They're getting rid of all that stuff. But doesn't it automatically?
No. They do. But like, I got to claim free loot boxes because they're giving away loot boxes for free. And if you have Amazon, you get them for free. And nah. So, yeah. That's my only pick. I mean, there's small ones like the Hogwarts Legacy game. It's coming out in February.
Yeah. It'll get delayed. Don't worry about it.
Next month is going to be the first ever Disney Games Showcase.
That's so weird.
I don't know what that means.
There was some news about them too recently. It was the Just Cause studio. They were making an Iron Man game around when the Disney Marvel merger was happening.
Yeah.
And then Disney was like, just we'll give you a bunch of money to hire more people to up production. And they were just like, no, because the amount of people they would have had to hire to speed up the development at a pace that they were happy with, they said would have like just folded the company with how much overwork and shit. And so they're just like, we could have had a Just Cause Iron Man game and it didn't happen.
That's wild. Yeah, that's crazy. Did you see the other story where someone bought the rights to the Lord of the Rings?
What? It's not under J.R.R. Tolkien's estate anymore?
No. Can you guess who bought the rights to Lord of the Rings?
If it's Disney.
No, it's someone closer to your heart.
Closer to my heart. Yeah. Sony?
No.
Did Suda 51 buy?
No.
Kojima.
No.
I don't know.
The Embracer Group.
Who?
You know, the studio that has Tomb Raider, that has...
Oh, that Square Enix sold all their stuff to?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They bought the Lord of the Rings, and they're already in talks of a Gandalf/Aragorn prequel series. So.
Oh, no. All right. Well.
Speaking of which, that new Lord of the Rings should be coming out soon, right?
Yeah, The Rings of Power.
That's the one. Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
They need to make a hire EA, make that third Shadows of Mordor game.
Oh, that's never happening.
Dude, that game was sick. Those games were so sick.
Now that Embracer Group owns it.
That was power fantasy to the max, dude.
That's not happening. Ugh. At the end of the day, some people just don't want to be in hell forever.
Those people are weak.
I don't know. That's why Doom's not more popular than it is.
Doom is very popular.
Right? It's very popular, but dude, considering how well that game is rated, it should be far more popular.
Yeah, I'm helping out.
But it turns out no one really cares about being in the depths of hell fighting demons. Dude,
you want to be the Doom Slayer? That game's great. Actually, play Doom Eternal. That shit's fucking baller. But those are your picks.
Yeah.
Those are you got. I got some quick ones. Sony is allegedly going to announce a PSN account linking for PC games. So in the files of the new Spider-Man game, people did some digging, and they're thinking that they're going to have some PSN integration eventually to when Sony releases their first-party games onto PC, which makes sense. The only thing that's a little up in the air is that everybody remembers Xbox Live on PC and how fucking dog shit that was. So I kind of hope Sony doesn't make the same mistake and this is just like account link to get trophies type of thing.
I don't know. Xbox on PC now is pretty good.
Now it is.
Yeah.
But remember, this is a Japanese company moving into the PC space for the first time.
True, true.
Like, if I'm going to take the quality of a Sony Vaio as anything to base my expectations upon, then it's not good.
Sony doesn't make the Vaio anymore, right?
Do they not?
No.
Who makes the Vaio?
I don't think they make laptops anymore.
Is Vaio their own thing? What do they make? They don't make Walkmans. They don't make Vaios. What are they doing?
InZone.
Oh, you true InZone. Hell yeah.
And TV.
Yeah, true, true, true. So yeah, they found some files called PSN account linked and PSN linking entitlements.
All right.
So maybe it'll be like a Uplay thing, just hopefully without the DRM, but.
Okay, cool.
We'll see. We'll see what goes on there. There is allegedly as well a new Tales from the Borderlands game coming out. This was the story game. What was the Telltale? They made the original.
Yep.
And so there was a leak on Amazon where it said the retailers were going to release this game for the Xbox, the PS4 and 5, and the Switch on October 21st of this year. There has been no official announcement for this game, so this maybe is something that will come out relatively
soon. Did you play these?
The Tales from the Borderland game is my favorite Telltale game.
Okay.
It is it's super witty. It's really good. It still falls into the Telltale, like, your choices don't really matter, but the actual run through all the episodes is fun enough to where I had a great time, and it has one of my favorite scenes of any Telltale game in it.
Okay.
So I think that's the best one if you want to play any of those Telltale games.
High praise, sir. High praise.
It's very good. It's very good. So keep a lookout for a possible official announcement on the way. So
okay,
we'll see. And the Diablo 4 dev team is in damage control mode, like preemptively, because the pre-order bonuses got leaked for Diablo 4.
Oh, let me guess. You get some really good shit.
Dude, you get some cosmetics. You get like a month early access, I think is the rumor.
Nice.
Right? But a month early access in an MMO is a big fucking deal.
Is Diablo 4 an MMO?
The way they're making it now, it's basically like Path of Exile.
Oh.
Where they're going to have a bunch of seasons. You can
restart
your characters.
Okay.
Having a month early access for the first one is a kind of a big deal.
It is, yeah.
But they have come out and said, listen, whoa, chill. I promise, dude, only cosmetic items with real money. Because they said that the ladders that they're going to set up and a lot of the season rewards, it sounds similar to Diablo 3, where when you play Diablo 3 in a season, you have like an achievement track. And then the higher up in the achievement track you get, the more visuals and titles you unlock,
right,
to like flex on other people. And so it sounds like they're doing kind of the same thing here, but it's going to be with battle passes.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a battle pass in the game where it's just cosmetics that you can unlock. So if you want to look fucking sick in comparison to your normie friends, it'll just be that. But they've come out again and they're like, listen, it's not Diablo Immortal. It's okay. So we'll see what happens when it comes out. But if they're putting their foot down like this many times before release, you can kind of say that they're telling the truth, I guess.
Okay.
And then the last one is that, you know what nobody likes, Vince?
Pussy?
Terrorism.
Oh, sorry. What?
All right. Same thing. True.
Dick pics?
That too. Yeah. Dick pics can be terrorism.
Right? Yeah. I think they might be a form of terrorism.
And
yeah.
Sometimes women can hold you hostage with the pussy. All right.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
All the time,
baby. So, you know who also hates terrorism?
Jesus?
OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. That's different.
So this is all alleged, okay? But the BBC is reporting
that'll be good.
OnlyFans has been bribing people who work at Facebook, at Twitter, at YouTube, to put certain porn stars on a list that all these people, all these companies have come together to make a nonprofit called the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism, GIFCT. And basically what this is that all of these people have come together to, like, if terrorist content appears on their site, they put them into this database program. And then all of that content kind of gets, like, shadow banned, where it's just like, you're not going to be here anymore, or like, we'll just straight up ban you and stuff like that. So allegedly what OnlyFans has been doing is bribing people who work at these companies to put porn star names, like famous porn star names, on the anti-terrorist list so that it suppresses all of their content in search engines, thus allowing for OnlyFans to thrive and come up in the algorithm.
Wow. Is it working?
Apparently. So they say that, like, a lot of OnlyFans rise is just through the ease of finding these OnlyFans stars, right?
Wow.
And a lot of websites, like Twitch, I think more recently, they have banned the ability to directly link to OnlyFans. So in your, like, say your Twitch profile in the bio at the bottom of the page of the stream, you can't have, like, Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans. You have to have, like, Instagram's fine, Twitter's fine, but then you have to have Linktree. And then you click on Linktree, which then takes you to another page that's a bunch of links, and then OnlyFans is in there, right? So you make it one step harder for people to find the adult content, and then all the companies kind of wash their hands of any liability.
Yes.
But OnlyFans has been like, yeah, what if we just took porn stars and put them on the terrorist watch list so that our porn stars could be more easily found when searching for generic terms like big booty Latina,
yeah, or something like that. Fuck up.
It's kind of crazy. There's some other, like, porn stars who are in this suit as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of an insane story. You can find it on the BBC. The title is OnlyFans Accused of Conspiring to Blacklist Rivals. That's the headline. It is an absolutely crazy story. So I would recommend you guys check that out. What a move.
Yeah, that is that's something.
Not wow. like a million years, but I thought of, like, you know what would be a good idea? Let's make these people terrorists.
Yeah, that's wild. Like,
what the fuck?
Holy smokes. Jeez. Yikes.
Yeah. So that's what's happening in the news, baby.
Awful.
That shit's funny.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it. Those are my picks.
Those are your picks.
But we do have a question to chew on.
All right.
You want to read it? You want me to read it?
Go for it.
Paul Chu writes in, what would it take for you to actually complete your backlog?
Everything.
Vince's crash put him out for nearly a week, and he didn't even manage to finish it. Anthony contracted the Rona and didn't even manage to clear it out either. Is it a doable task, or is it something that is never to be completed? For the purposes of this question, you can single out one type of backlog, Lego sets, Gundam kits, manga, anime, games, etc., or you can try and tackle it all. So now we're getting into the philosophical idea of a backlog.
This is a Theseus ship situation.
Yeah.
Like, the problem with the backlog is you're always adding to it. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. If you're continuously adding, you're never going
to
finish.
But do you think that you'll ever catch up to what's on your list?
No.
Interesting.
Content is being created at a faster rate than I can consume it.
So what if you consumed it at 2x speed?
No, because I mean, I guess if you want to narrow down, like, Lego sets, yeah. I mean, I have one set left. No, I have like four sets.
Oh my God. This guy can't. Yeah. So, like, I think if we're taking all of our hobbies,
yeah.
And I think also we're in a unique situation where we have a lot of, like, collector hobbies. So, like, in your watch, have you worn every watch you've bought?
Yeah.
Like, to event outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I've got a pretty good, I'm pretty good on my rotation.
So you're caught up in watches. But Lego sets.
Yes.
You said you got four left?
Yeah.
Do you think that you'll finish four Lego sets by the time you buy another Lego set?
Yeah, I could. If I wanted to. Ooh, if I wanted.
I could quit anytime, all right? All right? I'm not addicted. I could do it when I could quit whenever I want.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cap, dude.
Dude, what?
What's the, what did all the kids say? On God, for real, that's, you capping?
Bro.
God damn.
That's some millennial bullshit.
Millennial, that's some Gen Z. We're old now.
Nah.
That, the thing with, like, yeah, like, you're right. The backlog itself is supposed to be this unachievable thing to complete. And it always reminds you of, like, I should go back to this. I should go back to that. And blah, 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 blah. I do think for me to complete it, I would need two things. I would need another world shutdown.
I don't know. Like, when COVID happened, I think everyone and their mother thought they were going to get a whole lot of shit done.
So this is where the second part comes in.
Okay.
The second part is I would need discipline.
Okay. See, that's unattainable.
Nobody has discipline. Yeah. I would need to only play new games. I would need to not try and platinum everything. I would, it'd be like one, done, play the DLC, throw it in the bin, onto the next one, no breaks. I'm not watching anything else in any other backlogs, right? Like, I'm not catching up on manga. I'm not catching up on music.
Yeah.
I would have to have like a solitary focus.
Yeah.
Like an ADHD level. Like, just, I'm on Ritalin, baby. Let's just hyper focus on this shit.
Yeah. But
I don't know if I could do it.
See, like, you're right. I guess that's one way of approaching it, but I could never do that because then I wouldn't enjoy anything I'm doing.
So that's where the rub comes in,
yeah.
Which is like basically then catching up on your backlog turns into a job.
Mm-hmm.
And do you like to do anything, no matter how fun you think it is, for 8 hours a day because you have to?
Yeah, like, because I have to? No. It's it should because I want to. I think I like having a backlog, and I like the fact that I know it'll never end, because whenever I return to it, it's only because I want to at that time.
Okay.
And I always end up enjoying something. But I don't look at the backlog as something I should complete. I just look at it as, I have it as just a list of items or things to do when I do have the time.
Okay.
Instead of just sitting here being like, what's on Netflix?
What am I going to do?
Watch me doom scroll through fucking Instagram. Yeah,
just
right?
Keep adding things to your list. And then you're like, I'll watch something on the list.
Yeah, like, I like having a backlog to be able to go back to for things like that. But I don't know.
Sometimes also, like, I get this like perverse enjoyment out of ignoring the backlog where it's like, I should play something else. I should play this. I bought it. Full price. I should be playing this right now.
Okay.
But what if I played through Bayonetta 1 for a fifth time? That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. I just feel like sometimes using the backlog allows me to decide things I want to do more. It's like when you have to decide between two things and you flip a coin.
Yeah.
And then the thing you actually really want pop, like, solidifies in your head as the coin is in the air.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like that.
Okay.
It's like the same feeling I get.
I see. No, I understand. Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah, so it's like, I could play, I don't know, Death by Degrees. But as I pick up the game off the shelf and I'm like, time to play Death by Degrees, I'm like, no, I really want to play Mario Golf because that shit slaps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'll never complete the backlog.
I don't think it's possible.
It'll be continuously growing, and I'm okay with that.
I think if anybody in a nerd hobby tells you they caught up to their backlog, they're a fucking liar.
No, that just means they didn't put enough on it.
True, that too.
Yeah.
It could be that.
Yeah.
As well. Maybe they're not a true nerd.
Yeah, if your backlog is like, yeah, I got like two anime, I'm like, no.
That's not a backlog. It's like I rented some shit from the library.
That sounds like you just started watching anime.
Yeah, noob. Ugh, casuals.
Yeah. Absolute. Gross.
Just catch up on One Piece.
What do you mean catch up?
Just catch up.
I've never started.
Yeah, catch up?
No.
From episode one.
Stop.
It's just 1,000 episodes.
Stop.
My sister has been asking me for manga recommendations now.
You didn't give her One Piece, did you?
No. No. She's a weeb now, apparently.
Oh, is she?
Dude, she's got like 4 Jujutsu Kaisen tattoos.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and like, I think 1 or 2Demon Slayer tattoos.
What?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. She's got a, what's the who's the brother with the spiky hair and he summons all the shadows from Jujutsu?
Oh, the boy? Oh,
Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah, him. Yeah. But, and then, oh, she's got the fire guy from,
of course.
what's this from Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's been like asking me for this shit. I'm just like, I told you to watch anime decades ago. Now it's cool. She's like, shut up. What the hell? Yeah. But I gave her, I was like, listen, you want a new one? You caught up on Chainsaw Man? Good for you. All right, what you got to do? Let me tell you about Hajime no Ippo.
Oh, no.
Dude.
She's not going to like that.
It's only 1,390 chapters.
Why didn't you just tell her to read Fire Force?
Fire Force would be pretty good.
Or One Punch Man.
I think she knows about One Punch Man.
Does she?
Well, listen, I was telling her the odd shit because when I recommended her Chainsaw Man, she didn't think she'd like it either. So.
Yeah, but Chainsaw Man is like the most mainstream thing.
Yeah, now it is. Not when I was reading it. No. Not when it was cool.
God, not this. Not this.
Dude, I'm just yanking your chain. Dude.
No, you're not, because okay. I know you're serious.
Dude, what?
I know you're serious. I know you still resent the fact that video games are as popular
absolutely
as they are now.
Fuck all these kids. Yeah. Fuck all these nerds, dude.
I know.
Gatekeep your hobbies.
Don't.
All these normies got in here and ruined this shit.
Share the love. Just let everyone in.
That's lame. It's late.
No, it's not.
But yeah, backlogs can't be finished.
Okay.
And if you did, you didn't have a backlog.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And if you don't have a backlog, well.
What are you doing with your
life? I got news for you. You're boring as fuck.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
Just go watch paint dry. Holy shit.
Jeez, yeah. God, must be nice.
It's like the life of a cat. What'd you do today? I sat in the sun. It was pretty good.
Oh gosh.
If you're not constantly stressed out by your own entertainment choices, are you even living?
No, you're not.
Exactly.
You're not.
Exactly.
Absolutely not. Cool.
Yeah. But thanks, Paul, for writing in.
Thank you, Paul.
Good question as usual.
Sure.
We got our weeks.
We do.
I'm going to start.
Okay.
I'm playing Outrun.
Oh, why?
Because remember when I told you about that PSP version
of the
game?
You have to transfer the save.
The exclusive PSP Ferraris.
God damn, you did it.
So I transferred over the exclusive PSP Ferraris.
Yeah. Well, what Ferraris are they?
I don't remember.
Wow.
They're Ferraris.
No. God damn. You went to all this trouble. You can't even tell me what Ferrari it is? What the fuck?
Maybe I can find the list later. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You're hopeless.
Dude, what are you talking about? It's what? What?
You're hopeless.
I'm not hopeless.
Yes, you are.
All right? I'm not hopeless. But yeah, so I got those exclusive Ferraris, transferred them over to the PS2.
Okay.
And I've been playing on the PS2.
Disgusting.
I forgot how good that game is. That's a good game. That's a really good game. I don't know if it's worth the current aftermarket price tag it's at.
What's it going for?
It's like $100.
Nope.
But I like that game a lot.
It is not worth $100.
They should re-release.
Coast to Coast?
Coast to Coast.
Or do they need a new Outrun?
If they could do a new Outrun in like the arcadey style and like throw it up as like what was that kart racer that everybody loved on the, not a kart racer, it was like the Rush kind of knockoff on the Switch.
I don't know.
It was like, was it Cruisin'? Cruisin' Blast?
Oh yeah, it was Cruisin'.
Yeah.
Cruisin' Blast, yeah.
If they do like an arcadey style racing game like that, I'd be down. Cruisin' Blast. I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
No.
Just do it. I want to see like 4K Ferrari F40s doing drifts at 300 miles per hour, not losing speed.
Man, this game looks awful.
Dude, but that's one of the games that runs in 480p.
Don't they all run in 480p?
No, they run in 4080i.
Oh.
This one has the progressive scan for the smoothness, baby.
Oh.
So okay. If you want to run it on your new CRTs that can do progressive scan.
Wow. Oh my God.
This game's got your back.
So you're playing this on a CRT?
No, I'm playing it on my HD cables on my 1 millisecond monitor.
How does it look?
It looks good. So I use the Hyperkin cables.
Yeah, I know, but like,
and
it doesn't matter.
They upgrade. They don't only just blow up the image. It also kind of like fixes it up a little bit.
Like it sharpens it.
Yeah,
and
it
stuff?
Sharpens it and stuff.
So this is more of a, I guess, philosophical question, but do you like that look? Because I know like a lot of hardcore retro gamers are like, they like the softness that CRT provided.
I do, and I would definitely prefer to be playing on a CRT, but it's not like, it's like, oh, it's unplayable. I can't do it. Well, it's like, it's fine. It's like, good.
Because you know how, because I'll always choose HD, but
yeah.
You know when you first connect, like Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah.
Like 2D sprites. Yeah. And you put that on an HDTV and it just looks, things are just too sharp on the edge and it just kind of looks worse.
I think there are certain games that are worse than others. I don't know if this is one of them.
Okay.
Because this car is like, oh yeah, like remember when people would play Final Fantasy 12 on the PS3 with the backwards compatibility and it was just Jaggies the video game, like every character was just right angles everywhere. Yeah, like that looks like shit. But these new cables are actually, they're pretty good at like smoothing things out and like uprising them properly and stuff. But there's one mode I really like in that game where it's like you have to, it's an outrun mode where you have to get to the end and you pick harder or easier stages as you go along. Mm-hmm. But you get challenges from your girlfriend in the car as it goes. So like during the track, you'll get like drift through the rings and you got to drift through all the rings to make her happy and get like a AAA rank.
Yes.
And then, or like don't hit any try, like just really simple challenges. But it's such a, like a, I'm going to play a round of Outrun type of game.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my PS2 on my desk and occasionally I just switch the input, pop it in, play like a track Outrun, turn it off. Like it's just like a, it's like a comfort game at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I miss those types of games where I could just like turn it on, play for a little bit, turn it off. It's okay. Mm. Just get my fix, you know?
Okay. So I was just doing a little bit of research here. Mm-hmm. So the Ferraris were the F430 and the F430 Spider.
Yeah.
Whatever. Did you know?
Did I know what?
You could unlock these in the game without the save file?
Yeah, you can use a cheat code.
Why didn't you just do that?
Because it's not, I don't get the same experience. I want the experience of unlocking it on the PSP and then hooking it up to my PS2, you know, and then you know, you transferring
should
it over.
You know, you should, how much did you pay for the PSP copy again?
$50.
You should have given me $50. I would have put the code in for you.
It's not the same.
You would have got the content.
It's not the same.
Same shit.
It's not the same.
I would have even given you the money back after you realized what a waste it was.
No, it wasn't a waste. Now I got it on the go.
You're not going to play it on the go.
What if I play it on the go?
No, you're not.
I'm going to play my Vita on the go. Maybe I'll bring my PSP one day.
Your Vita does not accept a UMD.
Yeah, okay, but I'll just put a UMD in there. That's fine.
What?
I'll put a UMD in my PSP.
I thought you said your Vita you're taking with you.
No, sometimes I take my Vita, and sometimes I take my 3DS on the train. Instead of taking one of those one day, I'll take the PSP.
Gross.
Got the headphone jack. It's fine.
Ugh.
I still have the little connector that goes to like the media play where you can like press play, pause, stop on like the MP3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I used to use that as like an MP3 player as a kid.
Wow.
Or just carry a PSP in my pocket.
I think I only did it once when Advent Children came out, and I used it to watch that in class.
Nice. That's sick.
That's it.
That's pretty sick. Dude, UMD movies.
No.
You have the best one. So
I have nothing to play it on.
Yeah. You should get out. You know, I'll fix that. I have like three PSPs.
No, I think I gave you my PSPs.
Yeah, I'll leave one around here.
No.
I'll leave one around here.
You'll leave the digital one, right? The Go?
The Go? No, that's so sick. Absolutely not. No, I'll leave one of the 2000s.
Gross.
Not even the 3000s.
Ugh.
Yeah. But not the 1000.
Oh, because that's worth too much.
No, it's just, it's bulky.
Oh.
You, if you want it on the Go, right?
And then I'll pull it up on my iPhone.
Yeah, it's not the same.
You're right, it's
better. You want to hear the rattle of the UMD in the console. You want to boot up that console?
At least I could use my AirPods or something with my phone.
Plug in your wired headphones.
I don't have wired headphones.
I can go to the dollar store. They got wired
headphones.
That's
worse.
get that mid-2000s experience back in your life.
I'm good.
Nah, it's okay. We'll figure it out.
No, thank you.
But yeah, I like Outrun. Emulate it if you can. Don't pay $100 for it. It's ridiculous.
See that? He should have just given me the $50.
Dude, I said pay $50 for it. If you can find it for $50, that's a good deal.
No.
That's worth $50.
Ugh. Okay, whatever.
But speaking of short games that are just kind of like bite-sized stuff, I finished the Resident Evil 3 remake.
Yeah, I saw you were playing this over the weekend.
Yeah, so I literally finished it in one sitting.
I heard it's only like 5 hours.
I beat it in 5 hours.
Yeah, okay.
And that's including cutscenes.
About right.
Yeah. It was just under 4 hours with gameplay. Resident Evil 3, if you don't know, was on the PS1. It's Resident Evil Nemesis.
Jill
Valentine. You're a member of STARS.
And now she's wearing like a tank top and a skirt.
Yeah, which is kind of lame. But whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get the old costume, I think.
Okay,
I forget how.
Okay.
But yeah, you're a member of STARS, and it takes place just after the events of Or is it just before the events of Resident Evil 2?
I can't remember. I know it's around the same time.
Yeah, it's close to the same time. I don't remember exactly. No, it's a prequel. It's a prequel. So it takes place just before the events of Resident Evil 2. And you play as Jill Valentine, and you're trying to escape Raccoon City because it's overtaken by zombies. But you have this big-ass dude called the Nemesis coming after you. Similar to Mr. X, but a lot more deadly and a lot more stuff set up around him. Like, the whole game kind of revolves around Nemesis chasing you.
He can get you in the safe zone. He can get you
in... Not in this game.
Oh, no?
No. There's no situation where... It's not like Mr. X, where, like, he's always following you. He'll just always appear. Oh. Nemesis kind of just appears at certain situations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not as spoopy.
Okay.
But you and your boy Carlos, who is the soldier for Umbrella Corp, you have to work together to learn about the lies of Umbrella, escape Raccoon City before they nuke it, and get the vaccine. Mm. Because Umbrella made a vaccine.
Yes.
I like this game a lot.
Okay.
And it's exactly for the same reason I mentioned I like kind of Outrun. I really miss old Capcom style of games where it's like, here is this super tight, like, 5-hour experience. It is super detailed. Like, everything is, like, really well thought out because it's such a small scope, but it is meant for replayability. So I think the last time this happened is when I played through the up-res of Onimusha that came out on the PS4.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I accidentally beat it in a sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I like that kind of experience where I buy it, I beat it, and then if I want and I like it a lot, I can go back, do challenges, get bonus stuff. Like, one of the reasons I didn't go back through Devil May Cry 5 as many times as I did is because it's like a 10-hour game. And I didn't want to beat it on every difficulty with every character and all that shit.
Why not?
Because it just took too long.
It gets easier.
It's a long time. It like, only gets harder. What are you talking about? It
gets easier.
When you want to play on hell or hell mode.
It's easiest.
It's the easiest. Dude, you die in one hit, but enemies are the same.
By that time, you should be awesome at the game. Why are you dying?
Always triple S rank. True facts. True
exactly.
But this is, yeah, this felt like a game from the 90s. But wrapped in like a super modern package.
As it should.
It looks super nice. There's like ray tracing and shit that I couldn't run on my GPU. But even on my 1080, I could still run stuff on high. I turned the shadows down a little bit from ultra to high. But it looked really good. And it's, like I said, it's just a super tight horror experience. And there were some good jump scares in there. There was some good spoopy stuff. And the way they reanimate and rethink about how the Nemesis comes after you,
yeah,
with like more modern technology and more modern gameplay ideas, mm-hmm. is really cool. While still keeping a lot of the original, I guess, ideas there too. Like, if you go around, if the Nemesis shows up and you damage him enough, usually he'll drop like a super special item that will be really powerful for you. In the original game, he dropped weapon parts, and then you could put them all together to make some like super weapon.
Weapon. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but in this one, it's like he drops weapon attachments.
Yes.
So you can get like a silencer for your pistol, which
yes.
you can start sniping off zombies, and the ones around you don't
yes.
come after you and stuff like that.
Yes.
It's really, really good. And you can really tell this is the same engine that they made Resident Evil 2 in. Especially when you go back into...
You mean the remake of 2?
Yeah, the remake of 2. Yeah, yeah. You can really tell that when you go back into like the police station and you're just like, oh, this is literally the exact same assets, right? Mm-hmm. And no wonder there was such a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel like slighted by it or anything. It was still really good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of little Easter eggs if you want to explore, if you know the history of it mm-hmm. and stuff like that. That's a great game. That's a fantastic game. And so with that, I have installed Resident Evil 7.
Wait, what? What happened to 4?
4 remake? It's not out yet.
Regular 4.
I played regular 4 enough. I'm going to wait till the remake.
Okay, what about 5?
Oh, 5 is good. But I want to play 5 co-op.
Okay, then what about 6?
Do you have 5?
No. What about 6?
6 sucks.
Dude.
6 is wacky. 6 is the end of every Resident Evil game, but the whole game. Right?
Yeah.
Like, the end of every Resident Evil game, you end up in a laboratory. And you end up with some wild zombie mutation coming after you. But, and it's like big action and shit like that. But in Resident Evil 6, that's the whole game.
Yeah.
And it's a little tiring. Like, there's no spoopiness. You have ammo at the wazoo.
Yeah.
You're just Leon S. Kennedy, fully formed and realized Super Saiyan 3. He's just spin-kicking dudes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's the Hobbs and Shaw of Resident Evil.
It's great.
It's fine.
It's great.
It's okay.
Chris is so big.
He's jacked, dude. Oh, my God. But not as jacked as in 5 when he punches a boulder. Oh, yeah. Remember when Wesker throws a lava boulder at you and you got to punch it?
Yeah.
Quick time punch. Damn.
And who is it? Sheena?
Or Shiva.
Shiva.
Is it Shiva? Yeah, I think it's Shiva.
Yeah.
Am I being racist? RE5.
I don't know. Girl.
Jill. Yeah, Shiva. Shiva okay. Alomar. But like when that game came out, I got the platinum in that game on the PS3. I got the infinite rocket launcher. I got everything.
Oh yeah, I remember playing it and liking it a lot. I got hooked on Mercenaries.
Mercenaries is sick too.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
Yeah, that was fun.
But yeah, the reason I have all these Resident Evil games now is because there's like a really good Humble Bundle out where it's like $35 and you get like every Resident Evil.
Wow.
So you get Revelations 1 and 2, 0. 2 remake, 3 remake, 7, and then you got a 50% coupon for 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play through 7 next.
You don't want to get a VR set?
That's too expensive and it'll take too long.
Yeah, but that's the way to play.
It probably is. Yeah, all right, okay. But now that I have it stored in my digital locker, all right, I can keep it there. And then I'll eventually buy a headset. I can go back and revisit.
All right.
Or I can make someone else play it and laugh at them for being scared.
Okay.
But I would highly recommend that. I would highly recommend either get it on that bundle or if you see that game go on sale, I would highly recommend both the remakes, honestly. It's just that 3 is a lot shorter. And I would argue that it's a lot
better.
Tighter.
Oh, tighter.
And I guess it's a different experience. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's strictly better, but mm-hmm. it's really good. I like how compact that whole experience is.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. You don't need a 12-hour game to get your money out of $70. It's fine.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. And then and then the last one I did is I got some Monster Hunter Rise updates.
Yeah.
Curio crafting.
Yeah.
That shit will be the end of me.
Okay.
You weapons are kind of set. And you need some high-level shit to get any of the good ones, so I haven't done too much of that. But goddamn, am I not, like, going on 20 Curio or Anomaly quests and then spending the same amount of time in the blacksmith menu trying to get the best skill in slot. That is, I think since when I got to the end of the expansion, I was at, like, 100 hours, right? I think now I'm at like 140.
Wow.
And a lot of that has been curio crafting.
Wow.
And trying to get like the best upgrades and the best shit.
That's wild.
So it's a good loop, dude. It's a good gameplay loop.
All right.
Listen, if you want to talk about time equals money equals quality, Monster Hunter has your back, dude.
I think I'm going to have to admit, I've made the executive decision. I don't think I'm going to be playing this game anymore.
Come back.
Nah.
It's fun.
I think I'm good.
Come do the event quests.
Now that like I've had enough time away from it, I don't think I'm going to come back.
I think you should. I think you should.
I think I'm all right.
I'll invite, you know, this weekend, if you're not doing anything, you're still crippled, kind of.
I'm going to pick up a controller now. I'm going biking this weekend.
You can't do that. What about your wrist?
Listen, I got high T plans this
weekend.
There's
too much strain on your wrist.
I got CNE this weekend.
All right. You can't not be in CNE all day.
You're right, because I got to go to the Cactus Festival after.
Dude, the Cactus Festival's lame. Nobody likes the Cactus Festival.
I'm going to go.
But yeah, that's my week.
Cool.
I've also been playing like some random shit, but I'll get to that at some point.
Sure. Last week I didn't talk about it, but I went to the circus. The circus is wicked. I forgot how awesome the circus is.
Can you still abuse animals at the circus?
They don't take animals anymore because there's animal abuse.
Lame.
So they don't have, but it's just a lot of people.
If you're not abusing animals, is it really the circus?
It was cool. I saw this act from America's Got Talent called the Chicago Boys.
Not the Bulls?
No, the Boys.
Okay.
And they're pretty cool. Check them out.
What do they do?
They're like professional acrobatics / gymnasts.
Oh.
But all they do is insane jumping.
That's cool. What, like? Off the ground jumping or like off the trampoline?
Off the ground, off the trampoline, whatever you want. It's they do some cool shit.
Or like swinging off of ropes and shit?
Kinda. They do a really complex version of jump rope that's
with the human body.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Cool, though. It's a cool act. But the circus is so, man, going to the circus is definitely a trip because it is so old world in terms of its concept. Yeah. And like
everything, come to this tent.
Everything and, yeah. about it is so old world. And seeing people with their phones in there is so weird. But I liked it. It made me feel like, oh, this is cool. But yeah, it just got me thinking that maybe, I don't know, in the 30s, people dress up to go to this thing. But you're in a fucking tent sweating your ass off because it's boiling.
Well, also, it was like 3 degrees cooler on average then.
Sure,
we weren't burning up the world yet.
But like I said, you're dressing up. Like you got like those big poofy dresses, the big whatever you're wearing, the suit. I don't know. Yeah, circus is cool. I recommend if it's coming to your area.
We should suit and tie to the circus.
You can do that. The circus is coming here at the end of the month, so you should go and suit up.
Suit up for the circus? Up. Hell yeah.
Full tux.
Dude, let's go.
I'll be on the Burlington Harbor front.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did that. I built those Lego cars that I talked about the other week, the James Bond and the Charger.
Dom Charger.
And I got to say, if you guys have not been doing Speed Champions, pick up either of those two. Those are the best cars in the set. I personally would say get the James Bond. That is the best Speed Champions
car. Do they
have
a Kinex version?
No.
Is Kinex still a thing?
I think it's around, but it might not be cool. Identical, like what you remember being. Okay. All right. But yeah. So those are some cool Lego sets. Yeah. It's pretty neat. Yeah. So Bullet Train,
Is there any like unique, like I guess, like builds in it? Like is there like a detachable oil slick or some shit?
No,
or?
There's not. But like there's the way that they go about
pop out machine guns,
creating the shapes and stuff is pretty cool. In the Charger, you build the supercharger at the front, and you even build out a NOS tank for the passenger seat. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's neat. I don't know why James Bond comes with a wrench. That kind of threw me off.
Car?
Yeah, why does he come with a gun?
Maybe it's a Lego. You can't give him a gun.
You're telling me the Lego's never made a gun?
I don't think Lego's ever made a gun.
Oh, you want to say that one?
You know what? As a Lego expert, I don't think Lego's ever made a gun.
All right. Okay, I'll hold you to that. Okay.
But, like, they do look really nice. Like, I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
And all right, I got the real question.
Yeah.
Do these come with any unique blocks?
I don't know. It depends.
And?
It depends.
If they do,
yeah.
How can I implement them into my mock?
Well, you can't.
Can I mix the two together to, like, make a mock?
Sure you can.
Like a James Bond. Don Bond car.
You sure can.
All right.
I believe in you. Just go ahead and do it.
Dude, fucking Lego has cursed me.
Why?
All this Lego knowledge. The other day, there was like some acronym at my work. It was some finance acronym, and it was MOC.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And then I looked up MOC in Google, and it was just Lego.
Mock.
And I'm like, God damn. What the fuck, dude?
They gotcha.
Why do I need to know what this is? This is terrible.
You need to know. Come on.
Nobody needs to know about Legos.
Yes, you right? do. Yes,
Legos
you
for
do.
Children.
Yeah.
Unlike video games, which are for cool people.
You need to know about price per brick. You know, you know.
Price per brick? Dude, what's a red 2x3?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, what's the value of the set in price per brick? You know?
Nobody cares.
Anyways, yeah, so I did that. Update on my body. I can walk again. So after about a week, my foot came back to me, so I can walk again. It's been great. I gotta say, shitting with one foot. Okay, you can't put weight on one foot. Okay,
how much weight are you putting on your feet when you shit?
When you stand.
Yeah, okay, but the way you said it, I imagine like when you're preparing to unload. You're like digging your heels into the ground, like rooting like, yourself for what's about to come.
No, when I say I couldn't put any weight on my foot, even sitting, I can't.
Just one foot squat. Let's go.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, it's so easy.
Next time you go take a shit,
just keep one foot?
Keep one foot in the air.
Hell
and
yeah.
I want you to report Dude, back so on easy. How that was.
I'm
for
doing
you.
It right now. Yeah. Look at it. I just shit my pants right here.
Okay, also, so before you do that, I want you to try and sit down with just one foot. And then stand up with just the one foot.
It's probably easy. I did it with one arm. It's probably the same.
It's probably the same. Dude.
Such a baby.
Dude. Listen, I got through it. Okay?
Such a bad.
I managed. Anyways, I can walk now. I went to the doctor on Tuesday, or the hospital on Tuesday, at the clinic. And they took a look at my wrist again. They're like, yeah, you definitely fractured it.
Oh, it's not broken.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a fracture, but it's healing faster than they thought. So they're like, yeah, you get. They're like, how do you feel with the cast? I said, I fucking hate it.
And they're like, all right, okay.
And they're like, well, okay, we'll cut it off.
Not needed?
They're like, they said it was 50-50. They said you could keep it,
but
or we'll give you this removable splint. Just be careful and don't do anything crazy.
So you're going biking this weekend?
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. What a lunatic. God damn.
They said come back in 3 weeks to check. It should be healed by then. Mm-hmm. But at my rate, I think I'll be ready in 2 days. So.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Yeah, and then I played some games. Well, I finished James May, our man in Japan.
Oh, okay. Excellent. How's the rest of that?
Excellent.
Yeah, I got to watch that.
Excellent. I got to watch stuff. That. Yeah, they go down to like the islands that no one ever talks about in Japan.
Okay.
Like
the ones that are like contested by China and shit?
No. The ones where, you know, in the Trash Taste biking special?
Yep.
Those islands.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And they go about there and be like, no one lives here because everyone's moved to the city.
Yeah.
Right? And like if you want to buy a house here, it's like $1,000.
I think there was one. It was like some city that was maybe like just outside of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Where they were paying you to live there.
Yeah.
Like we will give you, like if you buy a house, it's like $100. We'll give you like 10 grand to renovate the house.
Yeah.
And people still won't do it.
Yeah. It's wild. It's crazy. It's beautiful out there.
And then you hear the contrast of like our country where it's like, you want a house? Give me your left leg, bitch. And then I'll give you half this house.
Yeah. But no, that's a great show. Definitely check it out. I liked it a lot. There's moments where, like, because he's James May, he, like, genuinely gets angry at certain situations that his director wants him to do. But, yeah, it was fun. Check it out. And then I played some games. So I booted up Octopath Traveler on Steam.
I saw you playing this, and I was like, bro, what is he doing?
I'm having way more fun now that I have it on the PC.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's just way faster.
I just didn't think that game had a loading problem.
It's just way faster. All right.
Okay.
In and out of battles. And having a higher res and just having a higher frame rate is nice. I've put about, like, I don't know, under 10 hours, more than 5, somewhere in between there. I have, I think, 6 characters. And I'm liking it a lot. Battle system's good. It's a good challenge.
Mm-hmm.
My one thing about the game, and I feel like I know where this is going, but it's the plot. So I know it's 8 different storylines.
But
something tells me they never converge.
Or do they?
I don't know. And like, what's... If they never converge, why am I traveling with them?
Because it's convenient.
And I feel like that might be it. And I don't know. For a game where I was kind of... Like, it almost has everything. But the story part is where I'm starting to like... Each of the individual stories are cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish there was more to it than that. Right? Okay. You know how, like, you play Chrono Trigger, like, there's different people and they all have their own storylines.
Yep.
But it all converges into one at the end.
Because you got to defeat the big bad.
Yeah. And I am getting the sense that this game might not do that. And that makes me wonder where the hell it's going to go and why, what will get me to, like, will it just stop once I complete all the 8?
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I think the real question is, who'd you start with? Who is your one that is locked in your party?
Hannet.
Which one is that?
Archer Beastmaster.
Oh, okay. Good choice.
She is so easy to start the game with.
Dude, I picked the thief.
Oh, no.
Dude, steal from everybody.
Oh, no.
There's a guy in one town. I will look for an old guy in one. I don't know what town it was.
Yeah.
There's a guy. He's a 1% chance steal.
Yeah.
It's with the golden axe.
Yeah. He stole it?
I stole it.
Damn.
Dude.
Did you just like save scum that shit?
No, I got a first try. Oh, wow. I got super lucky.
Wow.
And then I got it. I gave it to the Beastmaster lady.
Yeah.
And then she just rolled the game.
Yeah, like.
But it kind of, I got bored because it was so easy, so I stopped playing it. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, no, she's so good because she has that mechanic where she captures all the monsters.
Yeah.
And then so she can like.
She's Blue Mage.
Yeah, she has every ability.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, she's very good. But I forgot how much I like the boost feature. It reminds me of the Brave and the default thing.
Yeah.
So it's very good. Octopath is good. But the game I was really excited to play this week as I played Dealfield Chronicles.
You actually played it? Like you bought it?
No. The demo's out. Oh, it doesn't come out until next month.
Okay. How long did you play the demo for?
20
hours.
No. Probably 2 hours.
Okay.
There's 3 missions. This game's pretty cool.
Is it?
This game's pretty cool.
It looks like you know, it's pretty good for like a PS1 game.
Wow.
It's fine.
Wow.
Dude, I just calls them like I sees them.
This man with no respect. No respect.
I just calls them like I see.
Yeah, so this definitely has the whole like Fire Emblem / military / Royal Knight thing, medieval time thing.
Yep.
In an anime with an anime twist. But I guess what you really need to focus on is the gameplay.
And
it is like, it is almost, it is an RTS, but you can stop everything when you're selecting your action.
Okay.
Right? So I don't want to say it's as fast as something, let's say,
StarCraft.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not as fast as that. It's actually pretty slow. Mm-hmm. But movement happens all in real time. So if you say, go here, that character is moving. But then it's up to you to move the other characters while that one's still moving.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because of that, you can flank in real time. You can do all that kind of stuff. But every character has abilities. And mm-hmm. and these abilities go on cooldowns, yep. like a regular RTS would have one. Or yeah, I guess, I don't want to say it's like Diablo, because Diablo moves hella fast.
It's, I guess, like if every time you wanted to use a javelin throw, you had to pause and then pick javelin throw.
Yes.
And then, okay.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's kind of sounding like it's Valkyria Chronicles.
Kind of, but Valkyria Chronicles went in turn order.
True. It did go in turn order.
You're this does not have that. Things are always moving, okay. Right? So if you have like a sniper, you could set him up and he can just become automatic Overwatch and he just looks and fires anything in his range.
All right.
Very cool, very stylish, because whenever you hit they all have auto attack, but when you hit whatever their abilities are, it gets hella flashy.
Does it like go into the battle and like
or is it
always in the grid mode?
So there's no grid, but like it is top down.
I guess the equivalent of whatever the grid would have been.
So some attacks are still in the grid mode, some just go right in.
Nice.
Like you can summon Bahamut.
Of course. Why not?
And when you summon Bahamut, like, it goes into, and it goes,
okay.
It's wild.
Pretty cool.
It's super cool. I was playing it on the PS5 with the controller, and I tried it on PC. Mm-hmm. It's kind of clunky with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
It is definitely made with a controller in mind. Because even though it is an RTS, they do limit, like, I think there's only 4 characters at a time you can play, mm-hmm. 4 or 5. And because you get to pause, it's not like you're hyper managing so many things at once. So you have time to breathe, which is nice. I'm digging it. I'm liking it a lot. I'm probably gonna buy this like day one.
Wow.
Are
you gonna pre-order it?
If there's a bonus, maybe I will.
Maybe I'll see if there's like some sort of limited edition.
I know there's a deluxe edition, so we'll see. Because I still have gift cards for the PSN store that my sister gave me. For my birthday that I just haven't spent.
Ooh, Square Enix store.
Let's not talk about the Square Enix store.
Dude. They got it.
What?
Collector's edition set.
Nope.
Look at all this stuff.
But Anthony, I'm digital only.
You can make an exception once in a while.
No.
You can.
No.
Let's see if they got it on PS5.
No.
Ooh, sold out. Oh, wait, no, I got to pick the edition. Collector's edition set.
Sold out.
No, they got it. Damn. It's there, baby.
How much is it?
$170.
No, thank you. Nope.
Dude, but imagine the limited amount of shit you'll get.
Nah, I'm okay. Thanks, though.
You get like a board game with this. This is fucking sick.
I think you get the game.
No, there's like a board game.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's kind of crazy.
Cool.
You should get that.
I'm good.
You should give me your credit card.
No.
Just pass it over. What's your mother's maiden name?
What?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just name your first pet?
Johnny.
Johnny? Thanks. I'll keep that one in the memory banks.
Sins. So that's what I played that. That was pretty fun. There's something else I want to talk about. I couldn't quite remember. Oh, yeah. As I was like on my ass because I couldn't walk, I got a box full of stuff for my bike.
Okay.
Because I was planning a big biking trip at the end of the month.
Oh.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right.
But yeah, I got new tires and stuff.
Did you get the bags or the saddlebags or whatever?
Yeah. So I have it all, but I'm like, this will probably be next year's stuff.
Do it in the winter, baby.
No.
Put it on the mountain bike.
Nah, I'm good.
Do what cars do. Put some chains on your tires.
No.
Hell yeah.
No. And then I was, when you're I couldn't really do anything. I was basically sitting here for most of the time, so I was just looking at stuff on the internet. Obviously, I was just looking at watches, like of straight course. Up.
Why not?
Obviously.
Oh, this $200,000 watch.
Absolutely.
I'll never buy it, but it looks cool.
Oh, I can finance that. It's like a house, right?
Yeah.
No problem.
Put a mortgage on it. Live in the watch.
Absolutely. And then I saw that Apple is supposed to release like a G-Shock equivalent, like an Apple Watch that's super rugged.
Like the tough.
A tough Apple Watch. I'm like, you know.
OtterBox X Apple Watch.
Why not? But yeah, no.
Also announce they're going to have their, or like, was it September is going to be their phone announcement?
Yeah, it's always phone? September. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's usually the phone and the watch at the same time, which is next month. Okay. So yeah. But I was coming across the idea because, like, you know how I've always wanted like an heirloom watch, but I don't have one. And like, I would like to give an heirloom watch, like if I have kids or whatnot, right?
Yeah. I got one for my grandfather.
Yeah, and I think it'd be super cool. Like, it doesn't have to be super expensive. It just has to be something I like. Mm. Of course, knowing me, if I ever have a kid and I give
him Rolex.
If I give him the watch, who the fuck cares? Like, what is this shit? Right?
But still, the kid is going to be like that?
Yeah.
They won't care initially.
Yeah. But not until I'm dead.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh, this is the watch of my father.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah.
But like, I want to be able to go out places and take it places and like whatever, like have adventures or go on trips and whatnot. And then like, whatever.
No, bougie watch.
It doesn't matter what it is.
All
right. But like,
so it's like scuffed up.
Yeah, so it has that stuff. But then I realized I don't travel enough, or I don't go enough at the moment to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy a watch. And this is like my end game. I don't know what it's going to be yet. I have to decide on what it is. But I want to buy a watch, take it on adventures with me. But then I want to give it to people. Like my friends or like family, and they go places. I'm like,
Think they're gonna lose it?
I don't care. The idea is, I want people, because like at the end of the day, as much as I love watches, I love seeing watches I like on other people.
That's weird.
Like, you know when you're walking down, you spot something.
That's like a fetish.
Kinda, but you know when you see a car on the street, it's not yours. You see it, you're like, I like that.
Yeah.
Or like, I can only look at my own wrists for so long, but I like seeing them on other people.
Like, you're like,
yeah.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're like cuckolding yourself with watches. You'd be like, I bought that watch, but I'm not wearing it. I love it.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, like, you're going to give, like, but, like, the idea is, like, say you're like, oh, Vince, I'm going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Sick.
Sick.
Take my watch, go to the top, take a picture of it on your wrist, and then give it back to me.
Dude, you're going on a trip? Take my wife, all right?
close enough, yeah. Take a picture.
God damn. You're into some...
Sick, right?
Yeah, I know. Oh, that KO'd me. Oh, God.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Wear my watch.
Yeah. Then I'm like,
I can't wear your watch. No, I want you to wear it.
But then,
watch.
Like, I was like, what? Say I gave it to my kid, right? What would they think if they got this watch, but they got it with like a box of pictures?
Like a photo album?
Yeah. And I'm like, is that cool or not? I'm like, I think it's cool.
I think, again, I think they'll only give a shit
once
it's too late.
Yeah. Which obviously. Is,
all the best life lessons are learned once they're too late.
Absolutely. But yeah, that's so I'm on the hunt for that perfect watch. And I don't know.
Rolex.
No. Maybe.
Give someone a $100,000 Rolex.
No. Because I have to be able to afford it.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't afford that. If I couldn't afford the Supra, what makes you think I could afford?
I think you could afford the Supra.
No, I can't.
You can stretch it.
I'd be incredibly irresponsible.
Dude. Like, who's not with their money nowadays?
Yeah,
you know?
But like, if I did that, it would be like, kiss buying a house goodbye.
Dude, what if the Supra appreciates in value?
It won't. It's a gas-powered car.
That's why it's, dude, only the rich people want it now.
Listen, I'm even telling myself this. The car I bought now is gas-powered, and I know it's a stupid buy because...
Dude, it's going to appreciate. I'm telling you, everybody's going to get into electric, and then there's going to be like Gen Zers who'll be like, man... You remember gas-powered cars? They're so cool. They make cool noises and shit. Let's get into that. And that'll be the rich man collecting hobby. It'll be gas-powered cars.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. If synthetic fuels take off, then who
knows? And they have to buy gasoline by the cup. Like,
you see how much gas is today?
It's like 160 something?
No.
Did it go up again?
No.
Down?
It's 150.
Dude, it's still like 60 cents too high.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be 140 tonight.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Anyways. Yeah, that was one week.
Cool. Bro. I think that's the show.
I think it is. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, if you want to get into the fetish game.
Yeah.
Start.
If you want to be part of my watch journey.
Yeah.
Let us know and I'll send it out to you.
I'm going to wear my watch.
Yeah, bro, take a picture.
Take a picture of this
send
watch.
It to me.
Send it back.
Bye.